DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com.
Isn't there it's Miranda Lambert, right?
Yes, exactly. It's
Miranda Lambert, right. Is, I don't want to, you know, coming up on DI Plus.
It's not Miranda
Lambert.
We will
be joined by Miranda Lambert.
Wow. Oh, TJ's joined. All right. We got to go. All right, here we go. We're starting. Let me just tell her that. We're starting. We'll pick you up if you show up. All right, here we go. That sounded really, like forward there. We'll pick you up. We'll pick you up later.
You up on the flip side, Miranda.
Hey, babe. We'll be back to pick you up later. All right, so we're ready here. So what do? We have something that we're supposed to say. Please say it now.
I don't think we do that anymore.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through, say, interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Last Minute Preparations, because when you have an entire week to plan for a show, why not wait until the last fucking second? It's the way things are done. Check them out at lastminutepreparations.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a procrastinated discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I'm joined by the waiting till the last minute. No, from the waiting till
no,
the last
no,
minute
no,
free. Oh,
no,
fuck.
No.
Fuck me. I am joined from the wait until the whatever. I'm joined from Arkansas by the one and only Adam Bernstein.
You have to say it right. I'm joined from the procrastination free state.
No. The wait until the. No, because. Yeah, that wasn't. I already forgot the name of the sponsor.
Hi, Daniel.
Fuck, it's Adam. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
I'm just ducky.
Oh, you look ducky. You do.
I do.
I love your you know, I haven't told you this, but I love the way that you've decorated.
Yeah, fuck you, Adam.
I love it. It's that side of the studio looks magical.
Fuck you.
Magical.
It's on my list to finish, unpacking these boxes and to, move them into the other place and hang up all the wonderful, the Pride 48 posters that I have that everyone signed and everything. I have all that stuff here framed and ready to hang up. It's on my list. I'm a very, very busy lesbian. So I just,
you should take a note from Cocktails and Cream Puffs. They've got their whole studio, decorated and,
they do not.
Pride 48 flag and
they do
purple
not.
And pink and huh?
They do not. They have they have nothing in their studio.
Well, there is a Pride 48 flag. I know that for sure. And then there's some lovely foam, some egg crate that's randomly glued on the ceiling to make them sound magical and all delicious.
Right. All right. I have found Miranda here. We're actually going to be joined by a guest for in just a minute, but I have found her. So just wait. Let me tell her to hold on here. Hold on. All right, cool. Wow. You'd think that this would be easier after doing this shit for forever, would be easier, but it's not.
We need an intern.
We do. We need an unpaid intern. That's what we need.
If we had an intern that could do all of the prep, we could just come in to the studio on Tuesdays.
Right. And then
sit down and
be done and be ready. You know what, Adam? It is 10:14 p.m. Eastern Time on a Tuesday evening, and that can, of course, mean only one thing. We are streaming live on Pride48.com, and we are joined by a whole bunch of folks in our chat room, which you can get to over at the Pride48.com website. Adam, tell us who is with us here this evening in the chat room.
Well, we have Turnip Head, Cronehaven, Fish Joe Mama, Good Humor Penguin, Kathy Bacon is the best, Mib, Mr. Pib, No No Dan is dead to me, Nowhere TJ, Q Sledge, Sharkeesha, That Blue Jeans Guy, Cosmic G, Jaded Tristan, Jimmy Ray, Ramble Redhead, and J.S. Blaustein,
which was his guest on his show, on Ramble's show. It was the guest that he had on the show.
Well, it's Stein because it's S-T-E-I-N. But anyway, and we may be joined later, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a fan of The Voice, by Blake Shelton's wife, the one and only Miranda Lambert.
It is not Miranda. Let's just get this out of the way right now. It is not Miranda Lambert. It is Miranda Raddick.
Oh,
yes.
Who's that?
Miranda Raddick is...
Not Miranda Lambert. I like Miranda Lambert.
Well, this is Miranda Raddick.
Oh, I don't know Miranda Raddick.
Did you never listen to Callbox 7 then?
No, I didn't. Oh, okay. Actually, well, but but is she going to sing? Well, I mean, we all want to know that because, I mean, you know, Miranda Lambert is a very good singer. Maybe Miranda Raddick is also a fabulous singer. Have you ever heard Miranda Raddick sing?
I haven't. I have not.
For some reason, that makes me think of radishes.
Excellent.
I guess Raddick sounds like radish. Miranda Raddick is joining us tonight.
Right. But first, before we get there, let's just take care of some business here before we get to there.
Okay.
So how was your weekend? Did you have a good weekend?
I did. Not much to say about the weekend. I went to a family thing over in the house in Flippin that I've talked about before. And my grandma turned 90 in January. And because I believe I mentioned that one of my uncles died. And so because he died close to her birthday, they did not have a celebration because that would not have been a good time to have a celebration. So we all got together for that. And there were two Shih Tzus in the house and it was fabulous. Two Shih Tzus. Yes. And I don't know I will say this one thing about the Shih Tzus. My cousin, she got a Shih Tzu at the same time that I did. And well, maybe a month earlier. So her Shih Tzu, Sophie, is 7 months old. My Shih Tzu, Sydney, is 6 months old. And Sophie is only 4 pounds. And Sydney is 8 pounds. I have an overweight Shih Tzu, apparently.
is what's her name?
Sophie.
Is Sophie, does she also come from the puppy meal?
I don't know. I don't know exactly where they got her. So I cannot speak to whether or not it was a puppy meal or not. But maybe she's a toy and maybe Sydney is miniature.
That's probably what it is that, you know, they stepped up the puppy meals. Now you get a Shih Tzu as the toy surprise. Well, you get a puppy meal and you get a free Shih Tzu, I think.
It's funny. It's funny because my neighbors behind me.
Yes.
They have a Shih Tzu as well, and their Shih Tzu is probably, I don't know, 20 pounds. I mean, this is like a big Shih Tzu. I'm thinking maybe it's a cross between like something and a Shih Tzu, but anyway. And my Shih Tzu.
Are you editing?
Is 8 pounds. I am. My Shih Tzu is 8 pounds.
I'm sorry. You were on both channels. I apologize.
Lovely.
I've just made your life infinitely more complicated.
My Shih Tzu. Okay. Well, I'll do something. Anyway, my Shih Tzu. I don't know what I'll do. I'll do something. My Shih Tzu is 8 pounds and she'll probably be about 10. And then my cousin's Shih Tzu is 4 pounds. She'll probably be about 6 pounds. So they must have like small, medium, and large versions of Shih Tzus. I don't know.
They probably do.
It's like you go and you're like, you know, I'll have I'm feeling like a small today. You know what? I really want to. Anyway. So I feel
it's weird that you would say that because I was at a barbecue. I was at the Meetapalooza out in Danbury this past weekend. Kevin and Brian had their annual Meetapalooza out there where Brian smokes a whole bunch of different meat, pork, and beef brisket and all kind of wonderful and chicken and nice things out there. Anyway, there were some Shelties there. And if you know me from this show at all, that my two nephews are Shelties back in Florida. But they're much bigger. So it's like these Shelties are like proper size Shelties.
Wait, your two nephews are Shelties?
Yes, I have two adorable Sheltie nephews. Like, I mean, they were my roommate's dogs, right? But I've known them since they were puppies. So they're like, I'm affectionately known as Auntie Dan for the dogs. Oh. But I was just saying, they're freakishly large for Shelties because these two that were out in Danbury were like normal sized Shelties. They're like really tiny.
Yeah, Shelties are not large. I mean, I would say they're medium sized dogs, maybe.
Right.
Smallish medium. I don't know.
All right.
They
all
also
right,
tend to bark at phone calls.
The Shelties bark at everything, and their arch nemesis, the thing. So here's I was going to say vacuum cleaner, and then I've got too many things going on in my head right now. So I got to ask this question before I forget. I noticed all over Facebook this weekend that Mittens was posting photos from a trip. So did Mittens go take his own trip independent of you?
Yeah, I told him to because I had a family thing. And so I said, I said, are you doing anything? Because I have a family thing. And I can't miss it because it's for my grandma's 90th birthday. And what kind of grandson would I be if I said, sorry, grandma, I know you turned 90, but, you know, sorry, I have to go on some random trip. So he and his friends planned a trip to St. Louis just to kind of fill the time, you know, over the weekend. So, yes, he went to St. Louis and I went to Flippin. Although
excellent.
Sunday and Monday, I was just at home hanging out.
Just hanging out.
Yep.
Just hanging out. Whatever. All right. Let me just get Miranda here on this thing here. Oh, that's loud.
What?
What? That's how you answer the phone in your place? What? Well, it's Skype, whatever. It's
I haven't used it.
Excellent. I don't know why you're only in one ear. Why are you only in one ear?
I don't know. That's your fucking problem.
Well, whatever. You know, nothing is working correct. Oh, there we go. All right. So, hi, Miranda. How are you?
Hi, I'm all right. How are you, Daniel?
I am doing well. Adam is here also. Adam, say hello to Miranda.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi, Adam.
See?
So and, you're not Miranda Lambert, right?
Who the fuck is Miranda Lambert?
Miranda Lambert is Blake Shelton's wife. She's a country singer.
Who the fuck
singer.
Is Blake Shelton?
Do
Blake
you ever
Shelton
watch
is
the
one
Voice?
Of the judges of The Voice.
Come on.
What the fuck is The Voice?
The Voice is a reality show on NBC. NBC.
Oh, I know what NBC is.
Right, there you go. It's a network. Excellent. What are you doing?
I wanted to make some tea.
You're like making origami or something at the tea? It's like, well, Jesus.
Well, I had to get the tea bag out of the tea bag pouch.
This is like a bad flashback. For those of you who don't know, a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, I did a podcast called Call Box 7. And Miranda was a co-host on that show for a while.
That's right. And
would spend every fucking episode making noise. But I couldn't hear it over Skype. And the way we edit it, much like we edit DI Plus, where I get the raw audio from both sides and put them together. So I would get the audio from Miranda, and it would just have all kind of background shit in it. Just like sitting there tapping on the desk with a pen and a paper
bottle
clip.
Caps.
It was pennies. So
well, I didn't. The thing is, I would never notice I was doing that either because I have like wicked ADD. So sorry.
There you go. So anyway, so you asked to come on, so you're on now.
Oh yeah, thank you.
How have you been? I haven't talked to you since. I talked to you last night, but I mean, I you have not been heard in the podsphere for a very long time.
That's true. I haven't been on a podcast in a long time. How is the podosphere?
The podosphere is fine.
Is it the same?
No, it's not the same. It is a constantly changing amalgam of crap that just, you know, it sometimes swirls. It sometimes, I don't know, spirals, other anagrams for swirling. Not anagrams, I guess, but analogs. Synonyms. There you go. I was going for that. Excellent.
What do you think about that, Adam?
Adam's just sitting there being really quiet. What's wrong, Adam?
Not bad. I'm just reading the chat room and thinking about something on the poll and thinking how that might be. Anyway, I know I was going to say
there's a lot of talk about cum in the chat room.
Well, that's not. Yes. I was going to say I watch a lot of Ellen. I don't know if you watch Ellen.
Are we allowed to say that on the show?
Yeah. Why wouldn't we be allowed to say? We can say whatever the fuck we want.
Oh, okay.
Why wouldn't we be allowed to say that?
What?
That you watch Ellen.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Maybe people would get upset. I happen to like her show, but...
There you go. I do not watch Ellen because I work during the day.
You know, when Ellen has guests on, she gives them underwear. Daniel, do we have any DI Plus underwear to give Miranda? Because, you know, we really should have some kind of, like, gift when we have guests on. Something we can give them. Either that or we need to scare them. We need to have a guy dressed up like a spider go up behind them and scare. Eat one of those two things.
I like spiders.
See, she likes spiders though.
You can get DI Plus embroidered underwear.
Could it be like magic underwear, like Mormon underwear?
I would like the underwear rather than the person dressed as the spider any day.
Okay. All right.
Or
well,
maybe a spider wearing underwear.
We will have our intern. Take down your address exactly. After, you know, when we're done with you.
It'll be
and
great.
We'll mail you some embroidered underwear.
Do you have an intern that's interesting in taking down dresses?
No, we don't, actually.
We don't have an intern at all. Oh, that's right. You can't hear that here. Now maybe you can hear it. Let's see. Can you hear that? Okay.
Wow.
Right. Oh, my goodness. It's the phone. Let's listen and see who it is. It's calling in on the old death phone here. God. Yes. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser here for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Bunny Yeager.
What?
Dead at 85. She was the photographer for the Betty Page pinups. Bye.
All right.
Bonnie Yeager? Oh. Jaegermeister? I'm not sure. I never can understand RT when he calls in.
She's the photographer for the Betty Page pinups.
That sounded like that was like that call was going to self-destruct.
It was.
That sentence three times without popping your peas. She's the photographer for Betty Page pinups.
For Betty Page pinups. Betty Page pinups. Betty Page pinups. Yeah, you have to like get really far back from it.
Betty Page pinups.
Betty Page pinups. So, you know, we have to make a decision here as whether or not he gets an entry into the contest or not. So Miranda, as a guest on the show, does Bonnie some unintelligible last name, the photographer for the Betty Boop pinups, is that qualify as a celebrity?
Wasn't Betty Boop a cartoon?
Well, okay, Betty Page pinups, whatever it was.
Well, the public probably wouldn't recognize them as a celebrity, but their work is pretty well known.
I just need a yes or no.
Oh, I get to decide.
You get to decide as a guest.
I am the arbiter.
Yes, as the guest, oh. You are the arbiter this evening.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Excellent. Duly noted in the spreadsheet of death.
The spreadsheet of death phone.
It is. It is the spreadsheet of death. I've named it officially the spreadsheet of death.
Right. So, Miranda, did you do anything big for the Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, yeah. No.
Do you want to share that with us, or are you just, oh, yeah.
No, I didn't do anything. I talked to you.
You talked to me like last night, though. That was like Memorial Day.
Memorial Day?
Yeah, it was but I'm saying for the weekend.
Oh, not really. I just kind of hung out.
You kind of hung out. I saw a couple of pictures on Facebook. It looks like you went out.
Oh, no, that was from last week, I think. Wait a minute. No, maybe that was from this week. Oh, my. Yeah, no, I did go out, I think.
Wow. Well, you know what? You were just, you're an excellent guest. Let me just tell you that right now. This is, going amazingly well.
Don't you even fucking start with me. No, it was, wait a minute. What was the date this week?
I don't know. The 24th.
No. It was last weekend that those pictures were from.
Okay.
Fine. I did go out this weekend though. I saw a band like play a really interesting, like drag slash like genderqueer sort of, rap, set.
I'm trying to figure out what that would even sound like.
A genderqueer rap set.
A drag slash genderqueer rap set.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It was interesting. It was,
did it at any point,
good voices.
Did it at any point involve this sound?
No. I've heard that sound on your show recently.
Right, yes.
I'm enjoying it quite a bit, actually.
1,000 times. All right.
That sounds like flossing with catgut. I don't know. It's kind of a weird sound.
Are you having a contest to identify it?
No, because we played the actual video last week, so everyone knows it was the grapefruit.
It's
the grapefruit blowjob.
It's the grapefruit blowjob. I actually did do something for the my brother came into town. He and his wife come into New York every year on Memorial Day weekend, and so this is the third year that we've gone and met them and done some stuff with them. But this year we went to the 9/11 Memorial Museum, which just opened this past Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
So we went there on Saturday.
That's a fun thing to do with your holiday.
Right. You know, well, it's appropriate for Memorial Day, right?
But oh, yeah, I suppose so. You have a point, Daniel.
I do. Point brewer. But I think the problem here, all right, here's the problem. And I know this is an unpopular opinion. Wow. I can't say that without popping my piece. So this is an unpopular opinion, but I've never really been emotionally moved by 9/11 because it was never real to me, right? I grew up in Florida. I lived in Florida for most of my life, and I had never seen, you know, the World Trade Center or anything, you know, those. I'd never even been to New York until I moved up here. So it was only something I had ever seen on TV. So it didn't really have the concreteness of something that I had witnessed or, you know.
I went up on top of them twice.
So. Right. See, it just never really had that impact on me. And the museum is really nice. It's very nice. It's very big and it's a bit confusing. So if you do go, let me give you some advice. If anyone goes to the museum, it's, all of the exhibits are inside what used to be the footprints of the two towers. So there's the North Tower and the South Tower, and all the exhibits are within the box girders or whatever. So they show the exposed box girders like on the bedrock where they were, and then you go through there and you're actually inside the footprint of the two towers. But the north one is very prevalent because it's very easy to see inside there, but the south one is kind of hidden. So we missed an entire section of the museum because it just wasn't labeled very well as, oh, you need to go down this way to see more exhibits.
You basically missed like half.
Well, not quite half, because the North Tower has the majority of the stuff in it, but there was some stuff in the south. And I think the most important thing that was in the South Museum that I missed that I would have liked to have seen were all the pictures of everyone who died, because that to me was what was missing.
And all the proof that it was an inside job?
No.
Or that's in a janitor's closet somewhere down there, right?
That's hidden. Yeah. It's hidden down.
Yeah, of course.
It was actually kind of disturbing. Most of the films, well, there's two films that they play there, and both films are very politically driven, and they're both shot from the administration standpoint of the, you know, of the the Bush administration. It's only Republican people in the videos talking about how it happened and, you know, what they did. So it was just Giuliani and Bush and Condoleezza Rice and
oh boy,
yeah. And it was just kind of like, wow, you couldn't find a different like something. Where's Pataki? You couldn't like maybe throw in Pataki into the mix there somewhere, just somebody to kind of maybe balance a little bit, but there was, other than that one wall of photos which I missed, there was no real pictures of these are the human beings who perished, right? So it was just always a number floating around, like, yeah, we lost 3,000 people, and these, you know, here's some artifacts from one person, or here's something from another person. Almost everything you heard inside the museum as far as like audio exhibits and stuff were from the survivors. So I just kind of felt like, you know, there wasn't anything there that showed, you know, just show me some human beings that died so I can relate to that, you know, so I can feel bad or whatever. But it turns out that was in the South Tower that I missed. So if you go to the 9/11 Museum.
So wait, you're saying the Tower of Sadness and Shame and Darkness is the South Tower?
Not saying that. I'm just saying that the photo wall, the montage photo wall is in the South Tower. So
that's like that hallway in Battlestar Galactica, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah. It's like that deck on the Battlestar Galactica where they post all the pictures.
Right. But,
the other thing is there's one exhibit that is not labeled well at all.
That show sucked.
Battlestar Galactica.
It just ended really badly. Sorry, go ahead, Dan.
No, that was actually an exhibit at the 9/11 because they
Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, it was such a huge exhibit, and they ran out of things to do, so they just like devoted an entire room to like how badly Battlestar Galactica sucked.
Well, they should have.
They had
you
a wax model of Adama, of Leah Adama, saying, "I want to explore."
They did. They had one of the original Cylons, and then they had.
Oh, cool.
They had the girl from Caprica there, like going like, "I could have been a better series if only you would have given me a chance." And you know,
Did you like that bullshit?
I liked Caprica. I thought it was awesome. But I was going to say was there was one exhibit there where they actually did show like people jumping out of the windows, and then some commentary on it, but it's kind of hidden. But there's no warning that if you go behind this wall and look, you're going to see this. So you go behind the wall and there's like pictures that you're looking at, and it takes you a while to realize what you're looking at. And then you're going, somebody probably should have warned me.
And as you finish watching the video of the people jumping out the windows,
it's not video.
You're just going to make your way through the gift shop out the front door.
There is a gift shop.
You should kind of expect some stuff like that there maybe, huh? Yeah.
That was fine.
I think as you walk out, the perfect thing for them to have is a green screen. You know, okay, like the events that you go to and you stand in front of the green screen and they say, okay, everyone, make the big fatty face. And then you go and you know, the big open mouth face, and you go they show you the photo and they've superimposed you jumping out of a window.
Right. That is amazing, Adam. That is so... We're all going to hell now.
So many.
You're back. I didn't know you went anywhere.
Was it your fault? I disappeared.
It wasn't my fault. We've been here the whole time.
Daniel makes people disappear all the time.
I do not. I do not.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah?
All right, fine. So that's what I did this weekend. I went to the World Trade Center thing. Whatever. So if you go there, it's good. Go there. See it. Whatever. We ate at Mario Batali's restaurant again, which is really good.
Was it very good again?
It was. Yeah. It was very good again. If you go to the Mario Batali pizza restaurant, absolutely the Quattro Formaggio pizza. Yeah, absolutely the one to go for.
Yes. Quattro Formaggio. Yeah.
He puts a different spin on it because he actually makes the four cheeses in four parts. So it's like the four quarters of the pizza each have one cheese on them instead of it all being mixed. See?
Oh, well, that's fucking stupid. I don't like that at all.
You know
what, Daniel? The whole point of a four-cheese pizza is that you experience all the cheeses at once.
You could do that if you wanted to. You could take a bite.
Someone in the chat room said quattro fellatio.
Yes, that would be TJ. Who, by the way, TJ says her name is TJ is AFK, which clearly she's not AFK because she heard that. So
AFK just means away from keyboard.
Oh, and by the way, and All About Mark is saying the ending of the new Battlestar Galactica was atrocious, up there with Lost. By the way, the ending to Lost was amazing. So let's just drop
that.
That's
not what I heard, but I didn't watch that shit, so I don't know.
You don't watch anything, and anything you don't watch, you call shit. So
really. I watched Battlestar Galactica, and I loved it until like the fourth season, and then that ending was like a fucking insult. It was like they punched me in the face with shit.
Tristan is asking me if I went to the gift shop. We did go to the gift shop in the museum.
You know, speaking of bad shows,
they sell a cheese plate in the shape of America.
That's way up the chat room. But
I did not see.
Whoa. Did we lose someone?
I think Miranda just hung up. I think we've offended Miranda. She hung up.
Speaking of bad shows, I just want to say really quickly.
Hold on. I have to switch over to that computer.
Hello?
Yes?
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was trying to avoid this, but my other computer wouldn't, like, I was trying to contact you on Skype on there and it wouldn't work.
Yeah, I can't. I have you on a different computer on Skype, which I'm not even have a monitor hooked up to, so I can't even see over there. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
That's all right. You're fine.
That's great.
You're fine. It's all fine.
I'm good.
It's all fine.
So I'm going to say, okay. Spoiler alert to anyone who watches any reality shows, because I'm going to spoil the fuck out of three shows. So right now, turn off your MP3, playing your MP3. Like, what is this, 1995? Anyway, turn off whatever you're listening to right now.
Oh,
you did not.
Oh,
RT Cruiser, you better stop calling.
Hold on just a second here. Let's take this phone call. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Sorry, you know, being a bit monotonous. But Don Levine, inventor of the G.I. Joe doll, dead at 86.
86. It wasn't the last person 86 or 85? He apparently is just going through the 80-something years.
I don't know.
So the inventor, all right, Miranda, the inventor of the G.I. Joe.
No.
Sorry. So sorry. All right, Adam, go ahead. Spoil the three. Which three reality shows are you going to spoil?
First of all, I don't normally watch a lot of reality television, but I got sucked in by Mark to The Voice.
Oh, wow.
American Idol.
Well, he is, you know, he is your boyfriend, so I guess.
And,
well, that's, that makes sense, yeah. That's good. I mean.
Survivor.
Yeah.
All right, so American Idol, Survivor, and what?
And The Voice.
And The Voice.
And all three of them ended last week. And all I have to say is fuck all of them. That's what I have to say, because it started off. Now, I had these recorded, so I don't know what order they came in. Mm-hmm. But it started off with me watching Survivor, because that was the most important one on my list. And the stupid bitch, I don't want to say fucking too many times, but the stupid fucking prick cop, Tony... the whole season, I was like, he is such a jerk. I do not want him to win. What happens? He wins.
Yeah.
Not only that, but the guy who I wanted to win gave this long speech about how everyone should vote for Tony. What the hell?
Did you call them and tell them who you wanted to win?
Yeah, you should have, like, tried to
They don't
to
give
it.
A phone. No, they don't go call 1-800 who gives a fuck about who wins.
Why do you expect that you can complain if you didn't wanted to win?
I can complain. That
here's
is
the thing.
The
here's
American
the thing, Adam.
Way.
All right, here's the thing, Adam. You didn't like Tony because you didn't like his personality, but there's no denying that he played the game really hard. He didn't always play it well, but he was definitely
care. Yeah, he did.
He was definitely in there to play.
That's what.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't actually watch that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, had it been...
What did they do? Did they throw coconuts through hoops and stuff like that, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what they do.
They stood on top of poles in the middle of the water, and they did this stupid thing where they stood on a pole, literally, out in the middle of the ocean, and then they had to...
Did they fall on any of the poles?
What?
Nothing. Did they fall on any of... Nothing. Well, sorry, continue.
They fell off. Then they had to lower these basket things into the water, get water, and then pour it in this little tube next
to it.
Let me
tell you, explaining this here is amazing.
Then they made moist cookies. Anyway.
This is exciting.
The second one is The Voice. And I'm just pissed off because Christina Grimmie didn't win. I don't have anything to say, but she didn't win.
I mean,
singing?
Yes, it's about singing. Okay. But, I mean, Christina didn't win, but she still got a recording contract, so what more do you want?
But she did. Why? I mean, why did that mouse-looking guy, I mean, really? He has a good voice, but is he really going to be a star? No.
But no one that has ever won The Voice has become a star. But in the American Idol, love it or hate it, American Idol is really the only one that has ever produced anyone that was on the charts, right? Like Kelly Clarkson and what's her name, the country girl. Why can't I think of her name?
What's her name?
Clarkson?
Miranda Lambert. No.
Not Miranda Lambert. Carrie Underwood.
Yes.
So, I mean, but other than that, it's like, you know, none of these other singing competitions have ever really produced a star.
And last but not least,
Clay Aiken.
Well, he was on American Idol.
Oh, please. He's killing people to win a Senate race now. Anyway, third one is American Idol.
American Idol. And you didn't like who won that either?
It was rigged. It was rigged. I swear to God, I saw online people were saying, and it's the truth, those judges decide who they want to win, and they talk them up. I mean, they talk. I mean, he could do.
Well, yeah,
no
that's why
wrong.
They're judges. They're influential.
He could do no wrong. That guy. He has a good voice.
All right. Here's the problem, Adam. Here's the problem, is that Jennifer. What's her name? J-Lo?
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez.
I don't know who the fuck you guys are talking about.
Jennifer, right. So Jennifer Lopez, Harry Connick Jr., and Keith Urban all sell albums, right? They sell albums, they sell concerts, they're performers. They can't go on TV and be like, my God, that sucked, you're horrible, and like basically ripping apart kids, which I mean, some of these contestants are as young as 13 years old. So there's no possible way that Jennifer Lopez is going to be mean to a 13-year-old on national TV because she still sells a product. That would be devastating to her sales. It's why Simon, what's his name? Simon Cowell, whatever. What's his name? Simon.
Yeah, I think that's his name.
But I mean, that's why he was not afraid to be mean to people because he didn't have a concert. He wasn't a entertainer, right?
Being mean to people was his product.
Right. He could be honest, right? It's like what you have now is when you bring in these celebrity judges, they're kind of, and the same thing on The Voice. It's like The Voice, they never really get harsh with it. They never say anything bad about him because Shakira wants to sell albums, right? Adam.
Okay. So are these shows actually interesting? Like, why do you watch these? This sounds boring as shit to me. I don't know.
Well, what do you?
Well, you know, Miranda, we don't all live in Portland where we have a million things to do and go out with our punk hipster friends and drink Nat Live or whatever.
I have a million things to do. Like, well, I go to karaoke sometimes, but mostly I just do calculus homework and fuck around on Facebook. So
that sounds amazing. So calculus.
I do go to queer dance parties here and there.
Calculus and Candy Crush is what you're telling me.
Something. Well, no Candy Crush. No, thank you. I don't play that shit. I play real games.
Whatever.
Well, I was not a reality show fan, but my boyfriend has sucked me in to these shows. So it's not my fault. It's not my fault. But anyway, that is how my week was last week. Three devastating losses.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
I don't think that your happiness should really be contingent.
But
upon
I did get a promotion the week before.
You did. You got a promotion.
So you should watch Adventure Time because that show is always awesome.
Or Phineas and Ferb, which is also equally awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, and I finished House of Cards this weekend.
Now you finished House of Cards season one, or you actually watched season two? Oh, so you watched season two.
And I'm not going to spoil that one because it's Netflix and people might not be caught up.
It's been out for 6 months. I don't care whether people – you know what? Fine. You don't get – you're allowed to wait to watch a TV –
Hold on.
You're allowed to wait as long as you want to watch a damn TV show, but you don't get to scream out, oh, no, I don't want any spoilers if you have purposely waited this long to watch something. I don't think I have to answer. I think it's going to answer automatically. Let me see. This is annoying. The problem with the call, I'm trying to get her. Oh, it's my computer calling her. Well, that's really annoying. Let me turn that down. All right. Wait, is she back? Are you back?
Hi.
All right, you're back.
I guess.
you have some really shitty internet in Portland. We just say that.
It's on the school's Wi-Fi, so it just drops me every once in a while. It's very sad.
It is. It's very, very sad. Adam, you don't have anything on the Trello here. Do you have news this evening?
Sorry, I was muted. Yes, I do.
Well then.
Whoa.
The news.
I have quite a. I don't know how many I have, so we'll just go through a couple and see. All right. So
because the show has been going swimmingly up to this point.
So a Norwegian.
I love it when Daniel gets frustrated.
Yes, go ahead, Adam.
A Norwegian artist cooked and ate his own hip. On a whim, and claimed it tasted of wild sheep.
Wild sheep?
Yeah.
You didn't say chicken.
No.
I find that...
Alexander Selvik Wingshul, 25-year-old, said he served the hip bone with potato gratin and a glass of wine.
Oh, actually, here, I have some audio of this. You want to hear?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, he sings. Does he dance too? Triple threat.
I don't know if he can dance. He's missing a hip bone.
He's missing a hip now, so he really can't dance.
I sing, dance, and eat my hip.
The conceptual artist made the revelation of the opening of his graduation show from the Tromso Academy of Art, reports the New York Daily News. He was born with a deformed hip and spent years in a wheelchair or on crutches. His hip bone was eventually removed by doctors, and then he was given a metal hip replacement. Oh, well, you know, really, I thought he actually cut it out and, like, you know, he just, like, it was leftovers from his surgery. That's
not as exciting, is it?
Yeah.
No, that's it. I'm tired of that
story. Once again, I love how you don't actually read the news story. So you just pick it based off the headline, and then you get to the actual reading of it.
No, it was
the show,
a good story. I heard it somewhere.
And more often than not, you were disappointed with it.
Anyway, it's better if I don't read them. So this one I picked because of Donna Sugars. This is only because of Donna Sugars.
Okay.
And you'll know why in a moment.
In a moment.
A man has been arrested after police said he stole a bakery truck in New York City and began delivering bread to random businesses.
How did he determine which business?
They were random.
And with dice or what?
It doesn't say.
Damn it.
And he was only wearing his underwear.
So he stole a bread truck and then just randomly was making the deliveries but in his underwear.
Yeah. He began dropping off boxes of rolls and bread, just not to the bakery's customers. The baked goods were worth about $8,000. And he's been taken to the hospital for evaluation.
Is that an extra baguette in your pants, or are you just happy to see me?
Didn't Donna deliver bread?
I think she did, but not in her underwear. Well, she might have been wearing underwear. I don't know, but I'm sure she was wearing underwear, but I believe she was wearing other things other than underwear.
All right, Dan. Okay. No, Miranda.
What?
Do you want to hear about cookies that will make your breasts larger?
Yes.
Or wait, what's the other choice?
Yes.
Or man offers the word "the" for sale
the
on
cookies.
eBay.
I would like to hear about the cookies.
The cookies and the breasts, please.
Okay. Yes, please.
All right. So never say I didn't try to make you happy. So cookies have a way of making you bust out where you don't want to.
What brand and what kind and don't want to? What do you mean? Give me the cookies right now.
But would you go for a cookie that doesn't go to your waist and thighs, but makes you bust out in your bust instead?
Yes.
A new product from Japan claims it will do exactly that.
Oh.
Eat one or two a day, and you can safely and naturally increase the size of your breasts.
It's bullshit, isn't it?
It probably is.
I knew it.
Unless, now, what, didn't they have the big nuclear meltdown over there in Japan? Maybe
they did.
These are like nuclear cookies. Maybe some kind of genetically altered nuclear spider, like, you know, made eggs and a cookie, and, you know, instead of giving you superpowers like Spider-Man, they just increase your breast size.
Maybe. So they're called herbal or herbal, however you say that, depending on whether you're in the U.S. or England. Cookies.
It's herbal because it starts with a fucking H.
F-cup cookies contain an extract of Puraria mirifica.
That was a horrible, horrible, horrible attempt to channel Eddie Izzard. Sorry.
A plant grown in northern and northeastern Thailand that contains miroestrol.
Yes.
A form of estrogen.
Phytoestrogens.
Available in two flavors, soy milk or pralines and chocolate.
Wait, oh, there you go. Well, we do have the soy milk flavored cookie or the pralines and chocolate. I wonder which ones sell best.
Well, they're probably saying soy milk, meaning soy milk flavored, because soy milk is known also for that. But soy milk already has like phytoestrogens in it. So I don't know, but there's no proof that those actually act the same way that like estrogens, animal estrogens do. They just like have shown that they they do reduce fertility in some animals, like some ruminants, which would be like grazing animals.
Now the All About Dan is posted in the chat room. He's posted a picture of it. Is it the F cup cookie? Because he's posted the ad there. It's all looks like it's written in Japanese there with the. You can see the delicious soy milk flavor and the chocolate praline flavor, which the only word on it that's actually you know, English is new.
Well, it is F cup, but that's not the picture they have in the article, so I don't know. Anyway, so it says, does the product really measure up? Probably not. While estrogen does affect breast size, there is no evidence that consuming miroestrol extracted from Puraria mirifica has any impact on human cup size, according to nutrition expert Ian Marber, who spoke to the Daily Mail. But at only 70 calories each, F-cup cookies may at the very least be a sweet, low-calorie snack food.
Well, there you go.
brought to you by
F-Cup.
The cookies.
F-Cup yes. cookies.
And yeah. there are your yeah. news, ladies and gentlemen. There wow, is your that news.
That's amazing. I cannot see from the Trello here because, you know, you did not put anything on the Trello until the very last minute today. Not that I'm saying that you were late, but you were late. Do we have birthdays?
Yes.
Well, then, in that case, then we have to play this.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
It's the only reason I play that song. I like to sing that part.
That was very impressive.
Thank you. We all have our quirks.
You know, YouTube really pisses
get going
me
on.
Off.
Why does YouTube piss you off?
Because they play ads.
Well, yeah, that's how they make their money.
And you can block those with an ad blocker.
And what happens is I set it to go to a specific spot on the video. And then when it plays an ad, for some reason, that 0 minutes, 8 seconds or whatever doesn't work. And I have to reload it anyway.
See, I thought you were going to set it
and
forget
it. Yeah, that would be Ron Popeil.
That's right. There you go. Throwback.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to play. Guess
what? By the
way,
Miranda, you can help me with these because you can attest that I have no prior knowledge to what these are. I use only the musical cues here to figure out whose birthday it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Here we go. So here is the first one.
First one.
Wait a minute. I've got it muted. Here is the first one.
Here is the first one. All right, this is from Glee.
Yes.
Oh, God, I hate this song.
So, it was a Journey song they were singing. So it's someone from Glee. Is it Lea Michele?
No.
Is it Cory Monteith?
No.
Is it, what's Kurt's name? Is it Kurt?
It is Kurt.
It is Kurt. Excellent. I don't remember Kurt's real name.
His name. Miranda, do you know his name?
Who?
Kurt from Glee.
I don't watch that show.
That's going to be like his answer to everything. I don't even think he owns a TV or she owns a TV.
Yeah, thanks.
Chris Colfer.
Chris Colfer. Of course, it was right there on the tip of my tongue.
And he is 24 years old. He is so young. I could have sworn he would be older than that.
Why?
I don't know
really?
Why.
He's like a little twink. Why would you think he would be older?
I don't know. He seems older to me. I'm not sure why that is. But
just,
you know,
he just seems wise. That's
well,
what you're saying.
No, it's like I don't know. All the high school-y kind of shows, it's all like, you know, 30-year-olds playing high school
right.
students. So when you
no,
see...
No, really, I'm Clark Kent. I'm in high school. Know, forget the fact that I'm 33.
Now they're in college, so they're all 40. I mean, it only makes sense to me. Anyway, so here we go. Here is the next one.
Mom won't watch the news at night. There's too much stuff that's making her cry.
Is this a singer?
It's a singer.
We need some help.
Do you know this one, Miranda? Because I do not know this one.
Down
here
on it's, I've never heard anything like it.
Okay. Chat room.
Chat room? They say Billy Gilman.
Yes, it's Billy Gilman.
Okay.
He's a country singer.
It's a he?
Yes, it is a he.
Is he like a young kid or something?
Yeah. So
okay.
I don't know. I don't even know if he's still popular, but this particular song came out when I bet he was like 11 or 12 years old. Anyway, Billy Gilman is 26 years old.
This came out when he was 12, but now he's 26.
Yeah, I don't know if he's still popular or not. Okay.
Now he sounds like this. I'm Billy Gilman.
Someone says, Mr. Mike.
Did you try to get him on the show?
I didn't try to get him on the show. Only Miranda Lambert.
Well, we couldn't get Miranda Lambert, so we got Miranda Raddick, okay?
Right, exactly.
Who the fuck is Miranda Lambert?
We've covered this before. It's Blake Shelton's wife.
All right, so here's the next one. I have two clips for this next one because you won't get it off the first one.
Oh, because you're convinced I will not get it off the first one. This is the theme to Hill Street Blues.
No, it's not.
It's the theme to Greatest American Hero.
Oh, you got it before they started singing. I wanted to hear part of it. I should have. We gotta get to the hook.
Okay, it's.
Is it the person who's singing? Is it that? Is that her?
No, it's from the TV show.
We have to go on the show.
Yes, so it's somebody from the Greatest American Hero.
Yes. Okay.
So if there's two clues, so it's one of the two main ones, right? So it's either William Cat or the FBI guy that I can never bill something.
All right. So I'm gonna give you the next one.
Yes.
And this should just make it all clear for you.
It'd be all.
Are you
clear
ready?
Now. Here we go. And now the morning news with Miranda Raddick on weather.
It's gonna fucking rain all over your ass.
I that really does sound like the morning news theme. I don't.
Is that a little bit like MacArthur Park?
They're saying Dynasty in the chat room. Is it Dynasty?
MacArthur Park is frightening in the dark.
It's not Dynasty, but I think it might have been a spinoff from Dynasty. I'm not
right.
Sure.
I'm going to go with All About Mark in the chat room. He says it's Connie Sulica, and that's the theme to Hotel.
Someone let the cake out in
yes,
the rain.
That, Mark should really come on every week and be a guest and play
no,
this.
No, because he gets them all right.
Play
and
this
would,
game. I think you and Mark
I
should have a...
that I can take it. So long, make it.
You and Mark should have a
birthday off?
Yeah, birthday off or
he
something.
A birth off.
He would birth off. He would win. Mark,
right,
Mark would
so,
give birth to many more.
So it is Connie Sulica, and Connie Sulica is
Tom Selleck's daughter.
59 years old.
59 years young. Excellent.
All right. So here is the last.
God bless her.
The last birthday for today.
The last birthday.
And you really have to pay attention because it's not music.
Okay.
But I have two clips.
All right. Hit me.
All right. And you'll probably get it on the first one, but anyway, I have two. Oh.
The secret fire. Wielder of the flame of our Lord. Dark fire will never fail you. Flame of Udun!
Is it?
You'll know it in a minute.
Back to the shadow.
It's like, it's Magneto.
Is it? Okay, yes, it's Gandalf. So it's Gandalf Grey. So it's Ian McKellen. Or actually, Sir Ian McKellen.
Yeah, so we don't need the second one, but yes, right. It is Sir Ian McKellen.
Excellent. Did you see X-Men?
I have not seen it yet, but I want to. It is on my list. I couldn't because Mark was away and we like to see movies together. So
right, because he went on a trip by himself. All right, excellent. So happy birthday to everyone whose birthday
is. Well, he's 75.
He's 75.
If you wanted to know.
He's almost an entire Morgan Freeman. So
yeah.
Exactly. Well, happy birthday, Ian McKellen, and everyone else.
Yes.
Now you're a science chick. Did you watch Contact?
I love that song.
Did you watch Contact when you were a kid?
Of course I did.
Yeah, because it was all sciencey and stuff.
Yes.
Right. All right. So let's get to our contact here, shall we? We have a couple of voicemails and absolutely no emails and absolutely no comments on the website. So just a couple of emails, voicemails. Let's listen to the first one, shall we? Yes, we shall.
Oh my gosh, you guys are not going to believe this. So
what?
We pull up to the McDonald's because we just collected our daughter from 100 miles away from her trip to Knoxville, Tennessee for Destination Imagination.
Right.
So we're just getting back to town. It's 10:36, and she wants a sweet treat from, anywhere.
Dip cone.
The Dairy Queen was
yes.
closed. They were mopping floors at 10:13 actually. And so anyway, we just pull up to McDonald's and and my husband says, do you guys have dipped cones?
Yes.
They said, no. Okay, so we go to the Twist Cone. It's the place that I took a picture of about 4 months ago.
I remember
and,
that.
They have dipped cones. However, here's the problem.
Uh-oh.
The only time I ever go there is when they have Italian ice strawberry butter flavor. So otherwise, I don't even go there.
Right.
Now,
it's not worth it.
And there's no drive up. So do I want to get out?
You have to walk.
Get a dip cone? And then they did a dip cone for this customer lady.
Yes.
And like the chocolate was so thin that
you could see through it.
The chocolate was so thin that like,
wait, hold on. Now she's going to make a joke here. The chocolate was so thin.
How thin was it?
Yeah, so Miranda, how would you finish that joke? That chocolate was so thin.
I couldn't believe it. What a lot of chocolate it was.
That was amazing. That was amazing. I would have said, that chocolate was so thin that it would have been allowed to vote in 1963.
What?
Because it wouldn't have been dark enough and could have see.
Daniel.
What? It's going for a Southern racist joke there. All right. Adam, do you have an answer to that? That it was so thin.
It was so thin. It would have floated out of the 40th story window and alit on the ground with not a scratch.
Wow.
I don't even know if that's a word, alit.
We really suck at making jokes. All right, Kathy, take it home here.
Little beads of ice cream were like dripping out of the chocolate. So what I was wondering was if they had a double dipped cone. All right.
It wasn't a joke, was it?
It wasn't a joke. No, she was just saying it was so thin that it wasn't containing the ice cream underneath it. She was actually just stating some kind of fact, some kind of scientific fact.
Was saying that the dip layer was so thin as to have almost no structural integrity.
Right. See, Jada Tristan's got it in the chat room. It was so thin that it clearly wasn't a co-host of DI Plus.
Ooh.
Excellent. Thank you.
You know,
for
I just wanted to say really fast.
Yes.
So Billy Gilman has sold more than 6 million albums worldwide.
Yes.
And garnered awards and nods from the Academy of Country Music, the Country Music Association, Billboard Magazine, the American Music Awards, and the Grammy Awards.
Okay, great. I'm not debating that. I'd never heard of him.
And he returned to music with his appearance on the Grand Ole Opry on May 19th. Except they don't put a date on this, so this could have been like 3 years ago. But anyway, there you go.
It could have been forever ago. All right, we're way behind. We got a lot of stuff to do. All right, here, let's get to our last phone call here. This comes in from TJ.
Hello to the men of the dubious intent.
Hello, TJ.
The dubious intent. Wow, that came out wrong. Anyway, hi, guys.
Hi, TJ.
It's nowhere TJ, and I'm calling for the contact section.
Yes.
Not for the celebrity death song, because, frankly, R.T. Cruiser's going to win that, and I don't have his cosmic connection to the Akashic record so that he gets like a little ding every time a celebrity dies. But I love you, R.T. Anywho, a couple things from the last episode. First of all, Adam, congratulations on your promotion. That is fantastic. That's
thank you.
I'm sure well-deserved. And congratulations for pulling your way up the corporate ladder a little farther, despite your alleged lack of soft skills, which I think is bullshit, because I think your soft skills are just great. Okay, because I know these things. I know you. I've met you. I've talked to you. You're personable. You make people comfortable. You're easy to work with. I can't imagine what that douchebag who told you you needed to develop your soft skills was talking about. Other than
I think what she's trying to say is that you can make any guy go soft. Really?
And a little bit of what they like to call projection in psychology 101, in that he knows he's got a problem with it.
Right.
So that's that. And the other thing was, yes, thank you very much for pointing out. However, you know, I'm kind of a conspiracy theorist, so I'm going to have to say, don't count on it. Okay?
What happened?
I don't know.
There's a conspiracy theory all in itself. that wasn't us. That was the phone. The Google Voice swallowed a piece of her message.
I suppose so, unless there's a conspiracy about why Adam got the job.
Yeah, maybe. Let's see. Maybe Adam.
That was a good story, though. It sounded like you schooled that motherfucker.
With the soft skills.
Yeah.
I'm going to back up here. Let's see if it really – hold on.
He's got a problem with it. So that's that. And the other thing was, yes, thank you very much for pointing out. However, you know, I'm kind of a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, my God, the NSA has cut out what she said. We will never know what she...
Well, do you want me to play it from over here and see if...
No, I'm playing it straight from the Trello.
I'm going to have to say, don't count on it, okay?
They got
to the information before she could deliver it to you.
Right.
What I'm saying is, do you want me to play it from the actual, from Google Voice and see if it comes in?
It's too late. It's too late. It's not meant to be heard.
It's too late. She's in the chat room. What was it, TJ? She says thanks, Obama. Gee, thanks, Obama. All right, well, let's see. There's more phone call here. Let's get to it here.
Big conspiracy theory, but don't count on it. However, you can go. This is so cool. You can go to the Center for Disease. I think it's like cdc.org or .net or .com or whatever.
Yes.
.gov. Anyway, and they have the recommended preparations for the zombie apocalypse. How cool is that? I mean, the theory being, if you are prepared for the zombie apocalypse, you can probably survive a hurricane, tornado, earthquake, you know, just fine.
Right.
So by all means, go to the CTC website, CTC, Google, Center for Disease Control, zombie.
Blah, 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 blah.
Talking too fast.
It's easy.
Kind of like Kathy Bacon. I might have been hanging out with her too much during this campaign.
Right.
Kind of getting a craving for a dipped cone. Any take their preparation list and just do it, and you will be fine whether the government has a plan or not.
Right.
And I think that's a fabulous idea. Have your bug out bag ready. Okay?
Okay.
That's it. That's my two things. I love you guys.
Okay.
Thanks for a great show. Aww. Had a good time listening to it. And also, thank you, Daniel Brewer, for joining us on the debate stream, which went till
the after show.
Midnight.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun.
Went
for getting Andy Vera involved.
Yes.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye, TJ, and congratulations. She's pretty much already won the main.
Is that the one where...
Go ahead. Is that the one where what?
Where someone cried because Auntie Vera was on the line or something
like that? I'm not going to talk about that. But yes. All right.
Auntie Vera messaged me on Facebook the other day.
I
bawled for hours.
Right. The fun thing, it really wasn't Auntie Vera. We had Fatty like do a voice. But it was, it was fine. It was fine that people thought they were talking to Auntie Vera. It was actually just the VeraBot 2000 that we fired up over in the corner. But what was I going to say about TJ? Oh, you know what, TJ, I absolutely agree. You should go to the CDC and look for their zombie apocalypse thing. You know, this comes from the same Homeland Security place that basically told you that in the case of a nuclear strike, you should use like Visqueen and duct tape on your windows because that would really help.
Hide under your desk.
Hide under your desk.
Like the turtle does.
Like the turtle does?
Yeah.
Excellent. All right.
The cartoon turtle.
All right. We've got two big things to get to here. So let's get, did you hear the latest?
I bet you do.
Did you hear the latest is all about me, Adam?
No.
No. Oh. Well, let's play us out of this segment.
3, 2, 1.
Excellent. Oh, that was staticky.
Sorry, Miranda, I have to ask you two questions.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. He's talking to you.
Two questions.
Hi.
Did Daniel say excellent every other moment on call box 7?
Yes, but he said it more like excellence.
Right.
Yeah,
excellent.
Like, okay. Right. And I'm not going to ask the other one. Okay, we can go right ahead.
The answer to the other one is yes, too.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Double teaming on me here. All right, let's get to It's the Pride 48 Summer Fantasy Movie League, brought to you by DI Plus and your friends at Pride48.com. So we've been playing. We've been playing the Fantasy Summer Movie League. You can still join, but honestly, you're going to miss the biggest, opening of the summer, which was the X. Oh, I know, don't get together. But the X Men. I'm currently. So let me just tell you who is in the current top 10 in our. We have 39 studios participating here in our little contest over at Summer Movie League. SummerMovieLeague.com. The Pride 48 Movie League. Let's see. In first place right now is the Blue Jeans Guy Studio with $129,185,000.
Would that be Brian, that Blue Jeans guy?
That would be Brian. He is tied with Nowhere TJ, who you just heard, and with Carrie and Q-Sledge. So Q-Sledge, Carrie, Nowhere TJ, and Blue Jeans Guy all tied at $129,185,000. And then the rest of us... are all in a massive tie because we all had the X-Men on our thing. So we're all, the rest of us are all kind of sitting in at about 111 million. So not a whole lot of movement here because we just started.
No.
So, but I can tell you in a definitive last place is Kathy Bacon, who is coming in at 18,185 because she only chose Blended. She was just convinced that Blended was going to do some serious thing. And I'm sorry, I read that wrong. 18,185,000 points there for Blended. So there you go.
Yes. So are they just in alphabetical order?
After,
so I should have chosen a different studio name.
You should have. You can change
Adam's
your studio name.
Geeky right. Gay Studios.
AAA Adam
like
Aardvark. AAA Aardvark Adams. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Because, well, actually, you missed one. There is an 111,132,000.
Oh, that's true.
100.
That's true. Gene Bees, my co-host from Alcohol,
is in second place.
That's right. But then she really threw some money away here because she chose Cold in July and Words and Pictures, neither which either, you know, did much at all. 40,000. Yeah, $40,800 and 91,000. So they didn't even break 100,000, much less a million. And then X-Men threw her up into the thing. So I think, you know, as the summer goes on, we're going to see more spans between these here. You know, I think coming up next weekend is going to be Maleficent, which is going to have a big opening and some other stuff. So we'll see. Again, I think it's all going to come down to the ranking at the end. If you'd like to play along, you can go to summermovieleague.com. You can still join our league. It's the Pride 48 Movie League. You have to use the password Pride48ML. With a capital P and a capital ML.
Now, like I will said, tell you, and if you look on our website, that would be dubiousintent.com.
Yes.
There is a link and a password there as well.
Correct.
I will tell you that the only reason that those people are in first place is because they had two movies that opened recently and we only had one.
I know, but
Blended and X-Men.
Whatever. One of our movies could do really badly, and Blended could be a surprise moneymaker. You never know. You never know how these things work out. It's
Runaway
all
hit.
In fun. The Runaway Hit from the Summer Fantasy Movie League.
As the marching band goes by.
We paid good money for that marching band. Let me tell you like that.
How did we fit them in the studio?
It's a very big studio.
Wow.
Excellent.
You know that last bit?
Yes.
Da-da-da-da, that last bit?
Yes.
That is referred to in the music business.
Stinger?
As a, oh, you stole my thunder.
I'm sorry.
As a stinger.
Really? Yeah, that's fascinating, Adam. I was unaware of that.
Yes.
It was actually, that's called a stinger.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm a music major. Stinger.
I think we're done. Are we done? Do we have any more business to take care of here? I believe I've done everything that I needed to do.
Was that the business?
I don't know. I feel like I'm missing something that I was supposed to do.
Well, I just want
to
make...
Oh, shit. I do know what it is I'm supposed to do. I have to just take this moment really quickly to let you know that all the time slot invitations have gone out to the podcasts that are participating in the Pride 48 live streaming event. You have gotten your email to select your time slots. If you haven't gotten that email, then something has gone horribly wrong because I sent it to the same email address that you emailed me with. However, there is a State of the Station coming up this Sunday on Pride 48. So make sure that you tune in this Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern time, and we will cover all of your questions for the Pride 48 streaming event. And also start, and we will have a schedule this Sunday. So there you go. That's what I wanted to talk. Anyway, what were you going to say, Adam?
I was going to say, announce to everyone that I bought two plane tickets this weekend.
Two plane tickets to where?
And two tickets to paradise. No.
Oh, God.
I bought one ticket to Seattle, Washington, which no one cares about.
No, I don't care about that.
But
in fact, if you're in Seattle, Washington, please be aware that Adam will be flying there. You might want to leave.
Seattle.
Yeah. It's awfully close.
Yeah, yeah, my grandparents.
Gross.
Actually, I'll be in Bremerton, but I'll probably be in
Bremerton.
Seattle part of the time. Anyway, to see my grandparents in August. The 1st through the 10th, if anyone wants to have a meetup, I probably can't, but let me know.
You can go down to Portland and meet up with Miranda and
I could.
With Gene and Jerome.
That's true.
That's true.
I don't know if I can get away for that long, but I have to sneak away. Anyway, I will have a rental car again, maybe, although 10 days is kind of a long time for a rental car. That'd be like $300, $400. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the second plane ticket that I bought was to wonderful downtown Las Vegas, ladies and gentlemen.
Congratulations.
And can I just get a ticket right into downtown Los Angeles?
Yeah.
And can I just say, plane tickets are horribly expensive nowadays. On two plane tickets, I spent over $1,000.
You know, Adam, we've already established you make $100,000 a
year. Those were the cheapest tickets I could find. Like 400.
I feel bad because my Vegas ticket was $329 round trip.
If I made that kind of money, I'd get the train and take the sleeper car.
Go.
So anyway, that's it. I can't decide whether I want to stay in the. I really am going to stay in the Luxor. I'm pretty sure. But if anyone can tell me,
I'm sure someone can.
I did the Tower Suite last time. But I was kind of interested in the Pyramid Suite because it's got that tub. But it looks like it's no longer a hot tub. Now it's just a soaker tub. And I know that a couple of years ago when we were there, they were saying that the hot tubs were not working. The jacuzzis were not working.
I think they've always been soaker tubs, just with little jacuzzi things.
I don't know if the jets work. And I read online that those rooms are dark and dingy looking and you should stay in the tower.
You know what? Throw it on the Trello. Miranda's absolutely right. Throw this on the Trello. Next show, we will call the Luxor. We'll call there and talk to them on the show.
Yeah.
Call and get an answer. What are you doing, Radek?
What?
You're making all kind of squeaky noise. Like you're
rearranging her closet.
It's literally like you're choking a bird or something over there. It's just.
Well, the bird deserved it.
Like maybe you were just like walking around, like, you know, trying to get some extra mileage on your Fitbit there.
Do you have
plenty of mileage on my Fitbit because I wear it right on my wrist.
Whatever.
You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean. All I know is that my Fitbit hurts. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus, that is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. Thank you for being with us tonight, Miranda.
Thank you.
We don't sit around and bullshit or anything.
We have to end the podcast, but then we can stay on the stream. I'm just saying that, but the podcast is ending, so the people that have downloaded this, I'm sorry, they're not going to hear you again, so say goodnight to them.
Oh, I love you, people. I don't know you, but I love you anyway.
Excellent. Adam, any last words?
No. It was wonderful having you, Miranda. Even if you're not Miranda Lambert.
But she did sing. So now you know the answer as to whether Miranda Radek can sing or not.
Yes. The chat room's calling in a train wreck.
Well, it's always, that's just Tristan. All right. Good night, chat.
Good night, David.
Tristan's jaded. Good night.